Two of the seven candidates running for mayor will be chosen in tomorrow's primary, and then will go head-to-head in November. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more on the leading candidates for this first race for mayor in San Bernardino since the city cleared bankruptcy a couple of years ago.
Six of the seven candidates running for mayor gathered at a debate last week, hosted by the North End Neighborhood Association. All the candidates were there except for Danny Malmuth, a former filmmaker who announced his candidacy in July of last year. The candidates answered questions on topics like crime, homelessness, sanctuary status, and how to revitalize the city.
We need to make sure that we've established goals that are aligned with those priorities, and we've done that.
That's Kerry Davis, the current mayor of San Bernardino, running for re-election. Davis spoke about his plans to address what he calls the number one priority of San Bernardino residents, reducing crime.
In order to be able to address it, there are a number of things that we're doing. One is, through the bankruptcy, the plan of adjustment, we established a five-year resource plan. That five-year resource plan continues to build the police department, adding sworn officers, improving their equipment, and helping to make sure that they have the tools that they need.
If I'm elected the mayor of the city of San Bernardino, I plan to bring action instead of just plans. We have a lot of plans in this city, and they never actually get acted upon.
That's San Bernardino businesswoman Carmel Rowe, running for mayor. Rowe says that one of the city's biggest problems is a lack of courageous leadership. She also believes the city should build more housing stock for local college graduates.
We also need to build middle-class housing because we have a lot of students. They can't live here. You know, we have an 80% of our city are renters. That's actually backwards. It should be 80% are homeowners and 20% are renters. But we have no housing stock for the college graduates. We could build up real nice down there over by Waterman. You know, we could build up downtown very nice. We have large parcels. And if we do not have middle-class housing, then nobody can come.
The other woman in the race running for mayor is Gigi Hanna, the current city clerk. We spoke to her outside a Starbucks in downtown San Bernardino. One of Hanna's main priorities is revitalizing the city's downtown. She says that will attract businesses and improve residents' quality of life.
I think that we need a walkable downtown where there are cafes and retail, and so that it brings people in. I think that we need to eminent domain the empty buildings that are down there. And I'm not talking about kicking little old ladies out of their houses. I'm talking about absentee landlords that they're adding to the blight. We need to get those people out. We need to get control of those buildings. And we need to develop downtown into what it should be, which is a vibrant business area that's adding to our tax base.
Hanna says that as mayor, she would encourage residents to participate in reshaping the city.
Like I said before, we're all in this together, and we need to listen to the public. We need to value the history that's here and embrace it. I have hope. I have hope for this city. I think we can do it, but we're going to do it together.
Another leading candidate is John Valdivia, who serves as a city councilman for San Bernardino's 3rd Ward. He's raised over $200,000 in campaign funds, by far the most out of the candidates. We spoke to Valdivia at his campaign office near the Orange Show grounds. Valdivia says his record as a councilman reflects the kind of change he'll bring to City Hall.
San Bernardino desperately needs dynamic new leadership and a change at City Hall to really impact and improve our city. And what does that look like? That looks like more jobs, job creation. That's one of my big platforms. If I become a mayor, we're going to get people back to work in our community.
Valdivia has a few plans to clean up the city and attract businesses.
I don't expect it to be Beverly Hills, and most of our blue-collar community doesn't either. But this city should have various and multiple commerce zones that are thriving, more markets, more retailers, more offerings to spend your money, and a clean community. I think people are mistaken that to say, well, you know, you can't recreate the city. Well, we can do some things that are pretty simple and cheap to do. And that's abate graffiti, police our entry points, have some good scheduled and programmed street sweeping and blight eradication crews that are out there consistently.
The other candidates running for mayor are school board member Danny Tillman, engineering contractor Rick Avila, and former filmmaker Danny Malmuth. The last day to vote in the primary election will be June 5th. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.